Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio and all podcasting platforms. This is Max and Friends, and I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to the show. If it's your first time joining us, where have you been? We are here almost 15 years. Actually, it is 15 years this May, 2023. What does that mean? Well, it means we're in a new, I call it the new now. the new now moment. Where are you? What are you doing? How have you been? So here's the deal. Let's catch up real quick. Thank you. I want to let you all know, thank you. Thank you. Last night during my little gathering for the new now dinner that I had at the house here at the farm, you know, we were talking about highs and lows of the year. And one of my beautiful highs was that I realized and noticed, you know, for many years, I say, I see you, I hear you, you matter. It's in my book. It was my grandfather's philosophy. I see you, I hear you, you matter. And what my high of the year was that when I go on these book tours for the Delmonico Way and you're there and you say to me, Max, I see you, I hear you, you matter. It fills my heart with so much joy. So this year it was a lot of that. And it was really only the last 2 months where, you know, I've been on this book tour for my new cookbook, The Delmonico Way, Sublime, Entertaining, and Legendary Recipes from the Restaurant They Made in New York, published by Rizzoli, where I can officially say we've become a number one seller on Amazon. Also my hot off of my Tamron Hall cooking segment. You guys put me there. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For more information, follow me at Max Tucci. Follow the book at The Delmonico Way. Since November 1st, I've been on this book tour. And in 2 months, it's just amazing how it's been received. And what gives me such joy is that when I get these emails from you all who are like, I'm planning this party around the cookbook, and or when we go back even further, my grandmother died at Delmonico's, my grandfather, all of that just like fuels me to want to write another book. So, you know, I'm working on that. I'm working on another book now. I'll give you more information on that later, so stay tuned for that. But your love has taught me that I was not built to break. You know, I knew I wasn't built to break. And it's just a reinforcement that when I receive the love that you give, I just know that it's beautiful. So thank you. Happy New Year. Happy New Now. Tonight we're doing a show. You remember we used to do shows many years ago, literally like 13, 14 years ago, where we would do Max's favorite things. We would do all the giveaways for Christmas. They were so much fun. You guys loved it. And then we would do New Year, New You. And what does that mean? Gordana Biernat, who I'm going to have on the show soon. I promise. I know you all love her. She'll be back. Hashtag know the truth. Why know who you are changes everything. But we did these shows where it was like New You, New You. New Year, New You. What does that mean? And why do we have to wait for the year to end in order for us to want to see that, you know, maybe we need a shift of paradigm, of thought, of consciousness, of being? You know, I like to just, that's why I like to say the new now. Wake up in the moment, not even thinking of 2023, but thinking of this now moment. Where I am right now is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And how can my life be something more? How can I rise up to meet my purpose? What is my purpose? Those were fun shows. Remember when we did those? So, you know, I always go on a quest to find right lights, bright souls, bright beings that are here on this journey together with us in life and saying, you know what? I want to help make a difference in the lives of those, of others, and be selfless. And so it's beautiful because we find them. You know, there's a great saying, what you're looking for is looking for you. And so tonight's guest, we're going to have a great show. We're going to talk about a lot of things. So it's a life class, you know, we're getting into that. And you guys know what happens with the life classes. It's usually turns into sometimes two or three shows. Let the energy unfold. We're going to just have a good time here. Rad is going to join us in just a minute. And we're going to talk about emotional well-being. What does that mean? We're going to talk about how Chinese medicine is different from Western medicine. You know, for years I've been doing acupuncture. You know, I love it. I swear by it. You know, my grandmother was a yogi, so I've been doing yoga since I'm 13. I did a wonderful book on meditation with Dr. Sista Jenna. If you don't have that book, that was another number one Amazon bestseller, Meditation. Intimate experience with the divine through contemplative practices. Get that book. There's so many wonderful stories about meditation and how it transformed lives. So do you want to transform your life? Listen, you don't have to. You could do exactly what you're doing and keep doing it and just be you and have a good old time doing that. No judgment here. But if you have that like yearning to want to like take life to the max, which was what we used to say, then tonight that show is going to maybe shift the paradigms and help break some pathologies. You know, Yana Van Sant says we have to do our work. So tonight we're going to do our work. We're going to talk about these things. We're going to talk about program beliefs and how they run our lives. In addition to all this, we're going to talk about what causes disease. We're going to talk about how do people get to the root of their challenges. So we've got a lot to talk about. So with nearly 250,000 followers, including Sharon Stone, my guest tonight, Rad, is an ex-video game addict who transformed his life over the past decade and now helps people heal themselves through Chinese medicine and lifestyle modifications. He has a bachelor's in kinesiology and a diploma of Chinese medicine. And there is so much to talk about. I love the fact that he ran a marathon on the Great Wall of China. But if you know him on Instagram, like how we found him, at Rad Oslava, RadRadOslav, then you know that there's videos that are there every day to help you. These are like, I love them because they're so quick to the point of like, you got neck pain, here's what we're going to do. You can't sleep, here's what we're going to do. Like so many great things, and they just happen so fast. You got a cold, get over it, right? Nasal congestion, all these things that the body is just like saying, do you see me? Do you hear me? Do I matter? When the body whispers, do you listen to it? You know, it's easy to look in the mirror and say, oh, I want to fix this. I want to fix that. I want to do my hair this way. I want to do this or whatever. But when your body is giving you the whispers, are you listening? So tonight's show is going to teach you how to listen to your body and what you can do for yourself to self-heal. You know, I come from the school of belief that everything that is on this planet is here to help us, that we can do this like really without Western medicine, let's call it. Yes, y'all are going to come after me and get me at Max Tucci. You know where to find me. But let's talk about it. Let's try to shift these paradigms. Do you want to reduce your back pain in 2 minutes? Like these are literally videos that you can go find right now and you can be inspired. I have forwarded them to so many people along the way. You know, and I love when people are like, oh, I got the, I'm like, all right, here's a video. So if you're looking for those videos to help you focus on how to relieve yourself from the constant battle, let's call it, because the whispers have gotten so loud that they're no longer the whisper, right? So let's see if that we can get to that moment of time and space where when the whisper happens right away, we can transform and transmute and raise the frequency to live a happier, healthier life. So I know that 2023 is like the New Year's resolution, but don't wait for a year to go by to want to live a better life. Like, let's do it right now. So Happy New Year on that note. And right now, my guest tonight at Max and Friend, who's going to help raise the frequency in your life, is Rad. Rad, welcome to the show.
Max, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
It's my pleasure to have you here. There's so much to talk about. You know, we came across you on Instagram, and I know we spoke a while ago. I was like, I have to have you on the show. I have to have you on the show. And I just trust that, like, everything unfolds naturally and as it should. And so today's, like, the perfect day. It's actually, like, the first show of the new year. And I'm like, this is it. And it all just works. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Before we get into this show and into all of that I discussed at the top of the show, let's talk about you and who are you? And welcome to Max and Friends.
Who am I? That's a good question. I would say I'm a traveler of both time and space. I grew up to immigrant parents in Canada, came here with no money, and basically my parents just worked to get us somewhere in life. But that means that I spent a lot of time on my own, and I played a bunch of video games, got into some what I would call negative habits of food, of not exercising, some depression, some anxiety. And about 10 years ago, I started my journey to pull myself out of it. I didn't know that that's what I started 10 years ago, but just happens that through self-education, through work, through experiences, through meeting people, we start to unlock different parts of our soul journey. And the last year and a half, I've been really blessed to be able to grow an audience on Instagram, on TikTok, being able to share the medicine I've been practicing. And that's a really quick intro of who I am.
I love this quick intro. And that's like your videos, though, but you like dispense like quick information where it's like there's no excuse not to pay attention, you know? So I love that, you know, that's the vibe that you're giving. But you've studied Kung Fu and Qigong. So tell us, now, how do you pronounce it? Qigong, right?
Qigong, yeah.
Qigong. So you've practiced these. How long have you been like involved in all this? Because it says that you were like a former an ex video game addict. And they're so easy to like fall into that. You know, it's like it's an easy thing. It becomes a pattern and it's like it's comfortable. You know, you could be in a space of just comfort. And then that turns into so many like issues and problems. So how did you get out of the funk of being a video game addict to now practicing Chinese medicine and to becoming like part of this movement of lifestyle modifications?
Well, I didn't recognize it while I was in it, but basically my vice was always playing video games and just being on screen. I didn't know it, but it was my coping mechanism for the emotions that I was feeling and I frankly didn't want to feel, so I would numb myself with. But I'm talking like 10, 12 hours a day of playing video games.
Wow.
Into my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, through sports, through calisthenics, through a teacher that I studied a lot under Paul Check, his lifestyle coaching, I was able to basically say, you know, this does not serve me anymore. I can't just spend hours a day playing this. I don't drink alcohol. I don't drink coffee. I don't smoke weed. I don't like partake in the traditional vices of leaving the body, so to say. But for me, just going into a screen is kind of my way of just forgetting what's my, like what you're saying is the body whispers. I call that the pain teacher. So it might be whispering with depression, sadness, anxiety, overweight, bad skin, stomach problems. To me, that's the same equivalent as, so I talk about the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual planes. On the physical plane, if I put my hand on a hot stove, I immediately get feedback that I should remove my hand. If that pain signal wasn't there, if that whisper wasn't there, I wouldn't remove my hand and then I would cause way more damage. So likewise, if someone's going through depression or anxiety or overweight or any problem or challenge in their life, that's the whisper coming through to say, hey, we need to make a change. And if that whisper wasn't there, you'd probably sit more time on the TV, more time eating bad foods, more time not exercising, not sleeping, than if you had these signals that make you feel bad. It's important to have these signals that make you feel like crap, that give you pain. Because on that physical level, it's saving your physical hand. On the emotional, mental, spiritual plane, it's giving you the signal to, hey, we need to make some adjustments in your trajectory.
Now, for you, when you say like you were going through it, what were you going through exactly? You know, you share as much as you want. But like, you know, I love for people to connect, right? So when you're going through something, what was it that you were going through that you were like, wow, like had this epiphany of like the Michael Jackson song, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. We got to make that change. What was it for you that actually like made you make that change?
I've asked myself this, and some days I know the answer, some days I don't. But it was a gradual change. It's not like an overnight, ooh, there's my rock bottom, now I must make a change. It's like 10 years of slow, hard progress. So basically what I used to experience, and again, I didn't realize I was experiencing it, was depressive funks that would last 2-3 weeks. And my only way to manage it was to go out of my body and play video games. Mm-hmm. So now, as I live and breathe, I'll still have those funks, but I only have them for a day. Where it's like, okay, I know my mood's low. I can accept it. I have the tools to work around it. And then the next day will be better. So for me, my process has more so been a gradual decrease of 2-3 weeks in a negative funk down spiral to 2 weeks, to 10 days, to a week, to 5 days, 3 days, 1 day. So I wish I could tell you, like, you know, this was the exact moment, but for me, it was more from inspiration. So reading books, reading health, reading business, and just thinking about the possibilities, the dream, rather than waiting for a nightmare to come.
Mm. So
there's an expression.
Yeah,
there's an expression. Don't wait for a what was it called? Don't wait for a crisis, basically.
You know, it's so true. Yeah, you know, and it's like overcoming challenges. I want to talk about that because that's like a crisis too. You know, it's like something happens, right? And then do we respond or do we react? And then in that response or reaction, where then do we go? And not only just mentally, but physically, emotionally, spiritually, right? So if there are challenges coming, and they come, you know, it's like the roadblock. You know, I was, for those who know me, you know, to write this book that I did, it took so many years and there was like a roadblock. And do I stop or do I keep going? And what are these challenges teaching me? And I've learned over the years that no experience is ever wasted. And when these challenges come, there's that divine, I call it what Sherry Salata calls it, which is called the beautiful no. That beautiful no will lead you to that divine yes, right? So challenges, they're a beautiful lesson. So what are some tips that you can give us right now that if we're going through a challenge, how can we overcome them? And let's start with breath and then get into like the body. So what are some ways the body starts freaking out, tension, stress, tight chest, whatever it is, that anxiety moment where it's like, shit, here comes a challenge. What is something we can do right now to help overcome that feeling of challenge?
Well, two things come to mind. One is observing thought patterns. So as I go down this journey myself, I can see the thought pattern of, oh, I'm scared. This isn't going to work out. I really shouldn't do this. And then I go, you're qualified to do this. You're able to, and it's going to be fine. So in the past, I would let those thoughts accelerate. And especially now, like with me being on the internet, I post a video, it gets a bunch of views. Mm-hmm. That's more than ever something I have to constantly push through every day of like, I can post this, it's going to be fine. And I just have to watch the negative thought pattern coming in because it's like a weed growing in a garden. If you pluck it right at the beginning, it's not a problem. If you let it spread for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 mm-hmm. years, big problem. And to your mention of the breath, what you can do is something called a balloon filling breath. I learned this from White Tiger Qigong. And it starts in the abdomen. So you inhale through the nose into the abdomen, then the middle chest, and then the upper chest. And as you exhale from the upper chest first, then the middle chest, then the abdomen. So what this does is it gives you a full breath, which calms the parasympathetic nervous system or activates it. So it takes you out of fight or flight mode.
Mm.
So actually, let's give me some definition. So if you feel a challenge coming on, anxiety, some emotions rising up, chances are you're going towards a parasympathetic nervous state, fight or flight. Your body's going, oh, something's about to happen. I'm in danger. What you have to do is remove the button. Like, let's say not sleeping, eating bad food, being in a bad situation. Those are all buttons to add stress to your life. The deep breathing, the watching the thoughts is like pressing the button to take stress out of your life. So a button for me is breathing through the nose. That engages the rest and digest, the relaxation. Breathing into the diaphragm, that also is a button that turns off stress mode. So you have to actually hit those buttons often throughout the day in order to counteract the amount of times you're hitting the stress button. Because everyone has stress and you're going to react differently to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes out as the depression, the anxiety, the challenge. But the idea through what I teach with the acupoints, with the breathing, with Qigong, is that every time you do that, you're pressing the button to shift your body to a rest state. So deep breathing, and watching those mental thoughts, So watching the mental thoughts is basically stopping the dial and the button for stress. And then the deep breathing is pressing the button or dial for de-stress.
Mm. You know, and on your Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, you talk about when there's chest pressure or anxiety. And then you teach us in the way of like how to deal with it with pressure points and with just basically the body without medications. So there's one, I love the video where you show, I'm watching it right now on Instagram, about chest pressure anxiety. And you go through this wonderful motion of the hands and traditional Chinese medicine. So how did you learn all of this? You know, like, you're such a sage because people have like this quest of their whole life to learn this. And you're like young and you got it and you figured it out. So why do you feel that you are the messenger for this?
Dude, I'm very fortunate. I always use the phrase standing on the shoulders of giants. My teachers, my schooling, my self-education. That's where all the credit goes. And that's why I say I'm really lucky with my ability to present the information in a quick way that gets to as many people as possible. So it's just been, I don't know if you believe in souls, old souls, new souls.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there is something inside my soul that when I move the ego out of the way, something else comes through that can help deliver that message. And in Chinese medicine, like we're talking about the anxiety, the heart, the palpitations, those points I'm showing. In Chinese medicine, stagnation is at the root of all disease. So if you're not moving mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, like most people, they sit in a chair all day, they don't exercise, they don't sleep well, that causes stagnation in channels. And so once you learn through the Chinese medicine theory or Ayurveda or whatever theory you want to follow or paradigm, you learn different spots and ways to manipulate the body in order to produce flow, to get rid of stagnation. So if we think of a river flowing, if it's flowing nice and smooth, it's a clear crystal stream. Nutrients or what, like you put a boat on this river, the supplies get delivered to wherever the boat goes. If, however, you have a boat on the river with a bunch of supplies and it hits a swamp, there's no movement, there's no way to go through it, and now it's just festering and building bacteria, you're not being able to deliver nutrients and remove waste. So at the core of any disease or challenge is, am I getting nutrients in and am I removing waste? So acupoints, acupuncture, qigong, herbs, going for a walk, all helps to clear stagnation. So you notice if you go for a walk, especially in the forest, you feel much better. You've moved your qi versus if you just sit on a chair. Yeah, you get the temporary boost from the brain's dopamine releases, but in the long term, you're just building disease in your body, which fundamentally is one of the main differences between Western medicine and Chinese medicine. And with my kinesiology degree, like I studied a lot of anatomy and physiology, sometimes people get lost in the words qi and blood. So let me put it in practical terms. You have blood, you have lymphatic fluid, you have synovial fluid and cerebral spinal fluid. These are all the fluids and pumps in your body that deliver nutrients and remove waste. So if you're not moving, those fluids are not moving. And another analogy is you go to the gym, you do a bunch of bicep curls and you feel a nasty burn in your bicep. In that situation, you love the buildup of lactic acid and metabolites causing a burning sensation because you know it's going to improve your muscle. But that, on a long-term chronic case, is exactly what's happening to your organs, to your glands, to your joints when you don't move. It's accumulating waste, lactic acid, metabolites that are burning the tissue in that zone, and you're not able to get nutrients in and waste out. So I hope that makes sense.
Perfect sense. Wise. I love this. Now, move. For those that are listening right now, and like they're feeling inspired, but yet they're not feeling inspired to move. I get it. I get you all who are going through this. Look, before we continue, I just want you to know, you know, I do shows like this because I want you all to know that I hear you, I see you, you matter. And that, you know, this is a place where we can come to, we can, yes, have kiki and fun and chill and have a good time. But also we're going to give you these moments where it's like, get off your ass and do things. So for those that are listening, they're like, look, Max, Rad, I can't move. Like, I'm tired. I'm depressed. I don't want to. What do you say to them to get them like kickstarted to start moving? What are some graceful ways to get the body moving?
Walking is the easiest way. I force myself to go for a walk every morning. The start of your day is going to impact the entire duration of your day. So if I open my phone, so people that are feeling like that and they don't want to feel it, you can't have the phone the first moment of the, mm-hmm. of the day, because you're going to open the Instagram and instantly your brain, like a casino, like a slot machine, it's like, ooh, is the next one going to be good? Is the next one going to be good? Is the next one going to be good? And mm-hmm. you're getting these dopamine feel-good hits without earning them. And they're very transcendental. And so once you go off of your phone, you're at a lower dopamine level and you don't feel good. So then you're looking for the next quick hit in your life. Is it coffee? Is it a breakfast bagel? Is it watching something on TV? Versus waking up in a state of, I'm going to go for a walk, move the stagnation in my body, and now I'm elevating. So it's important that people understand challenge is crucial to your daily activity. You either suffer passively or you suffer actively. So what do I mean? Suffering actively is taking a cold shower, forcing yourself to study, forcing yourself to do a workout. That's active suffering that will make you feel better throughout the day. Versus passively suffering and not engaging in difficulties will still lead you to suffer, but you're going to suffer much longer and you're going to suffer ill health. So practically speaking, come back to your question, how do people come up with this? The first step is always purpose. So what purpose do you have to get out of bed? Do you have to make a concrete list of things you enjoy, you love doing, and you want to keep doing? Whether it's seeing family, being around for kids, playing golf again, fitting into your old clothes. You make as many of these on a list as possible and have that list readily available. Sometimes people think, okay, once I find my one purpose, that's good enough for the rest of life. It's not good enough. Okay, some days you're going to wake up and you're going to be motivated by wanting to fit into your dress. And you might feel superficial about it, but it doesn't matter. But then the next day, you're only motivated by being able to play with your kids. And so every day, it's a different motivation. But as long as you have a motivation and a goal, that's important. On the flip side, if you don't know what you want and feel like nothing motivates you, you write a nightmare list. So what don't I want to keep experiencing? I don't want to keep waking up at 12 o'clock and my back is hurting and I can't have a good bowel movement and I have no good relationships. So you write all those down. And then you invert it. Okay, my dream is to get out of bed before 10 a.m. My dream is to not have back pain. My dream is to have better relationships. And so that you need that initial spark of something that's going to help propel you forwards.
I love it. So we kind of talked about disease and stagnation. Would you say that stagnation is the cause of disease?
Really quickly, in Chinese medicine, stagnation is the cause. There's three causes, so internal, external, and miscellaneous factors. For our intensive purposes, I like to focus on internal causes of disease. That's chronic disease. In Chinese medicine, is caused by emotions. So when emotions don't move, they tend to stagnate in the channel or the organ related to it, which after 5, 10, 20 years, develops into cancer, fatty liver, heart disease, aneurysms, all that. So the suppression is one of the differences from Western medicine. The suppression of emotions is what causes disease. When you keep reliving and re-experiencing something traumatic, but you're not able to move it through you, problems arise.
Problems arise. Well, you know, we always say here that emotions are energy in motion, right? So we have to go through that emotion to like realize what it is, you know. And I always witness, when I witness parents telling their children not to cry when they're little, there's something inside of me, and those on the show know, it makes me like cringe, because we're teaching kids not to have emotion. Like, stop crying. Why are you crying? No, cry, cry on, you know? And it's like, get in touch with that emotion. So, you know, that's a whole nother conversation of parenting and just witnessing that. But for the sake of purposes, Sam, what is everyone listening to right now here on LA Talk Radio? LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. You're tuning in tonight because we're talking to Rad about really overcoming challenges. We're talking about disease. We're talking about challenges, and we're going to talk about them now. So how do people get to the root of their challenges?
Well, I'd like to say that, touching on what we just said with the emotions, mm-hmm. the reason people have difficulty with emotions is because their parents don't teach them properly, because their parents didn't teach them properly, because their parents didn't teach them properly.
Yep.
So I like to break it down for people so they understand how they can have an emotional release. There's four ways to experience emotions. One is to directly cause it. So someone yells at you, you drop a bottle on your foot, you create an emotion. Another one is someone else comes into the room and you attune to their emotions. They're sad, they're crying, now you're getting that emotion. Mm. Number three is to project into the past, into the future. I'm thinking about something good, I'm thinking about something bad. And the fourth one, which is really important, your body will store emotional damage the same way it can store physical damage. So if I punch myself very gently, no damage will come. I have the ability to absorb the shock in that moment. If someone hits my arm with a baseball bat, it's going to leave a big bruise, maybe break the bone, going to take me 6 weeks of proper healing. Emotionally speaking, if your parents yelled at you, abused you, called you stupid, dumb, told you not to cry, that's a trauma that's now in you, and it takes time to heal. But so the way it has to heal is it has to come out. And that's the fourth way to experience emotion, is a release from old past traumas. Mm. So I think with myself and probably a lot of people is that they feel guilt and shame about releasing emotion because they think there's an attachment to the present moment and how their life is. So why would I cry right now? I feel good. There's no problems. I'm not going to cry. Why would I feel angry? There's no problems. I'm not going to get angry. Why am I going to feel sad? There's no problems. I'm not going to get sad. But that sadness could be coming out from 5 years ago, from 10 years ago, and you're stopping it from being released, much like the child who's told not to cry. Mm-hmm. And I think once people understand that, they can help release some of the judgment. Because if you're doing Qigong, walking, yoga, stretching, acupuncture, and you feel an urge to cry, like a couple days ago, I was doing Qigong and I had an urge to cry. I didn't suppress it. I let it go. And it was such a relieving, releasing feeling. To not judge it, to not hold anything against it, but to just let it be. And I think a lot of people get stuck on that part of the process is they don't realize this is just old emotion that needs to come out. Kind of like if you have to go to the bathroom and take a dump, but you hold it in because you're in a mall and you're like, oh, I don't want shit in a public bathroom. And then the next day you're in a mall again. You're like, oh, I still don't want to let this shit out. So you got 2 days of shit built up in you because you didn't want to let it out. And then like a week goes by, you're still in that mall. You're not letting that shit go. And you can imagine the pressure building up physically inside from all that shit you're not letting go of. Mm-hmm. That is the same thing with emotional, mental, spiritual, but compounded for many years of not letting yourself cry, not letting yourself experience and accept those emotions. So I kind of went off your question.
No, I love it.
I think that's important.
And you touched an important point because I want to talk about that video 3 days ago you posted. The title was My Body Wanted to Cry. So for those that haven't experienced that good cry, you know, I love Yana Levan Sant when she calls it the ugly cry. She's like, I walk into the zoo market, there's broccoli there, and I just fall into broccoli and I cry into it, and then I get up and broccoli's all in my nostrils and I have broccoli all over my face. You know, but there was that moment where the body wanted to cry. She listened to it. The broccoli was convenient for her to cry in. So that's where it happened. How do we, when we get to that point of my body wants to cry, like you said, allow it to cry. How do we get to that place?
So I got to tell you, I'm very ego strong, and I used to be extremely ego strong to a detrimental point. So those type A business people, I think in the spiritual community, it's more acceptable to cry, we understand. But in those linear thinking corporate people, again, it's a shame and guilt attached to, I shouldn't be crying, this is not right in the moment right now. But with the analogy of not taking a shit in the toilet, okay, well, you gotta take a shit. This is an emotional shit. Your body needs to release it. And there's no judgment because it's not from right now. This could be from 10, 20 years ago. So once you understand that paradigm, then it's like, okay, I can let it go and it's going to be fine and I don't have to attach a story. What tends to happen is, oh, my relationship's not good. Oh, I'm starting to cry. Okay, don't focus on the relationship. Don't focus on crying. Focus on the experience that's happening in your body. So what we're kind of jumping into is more advanced stuff, but you know, mindfulness, awareness, being present in the moment allows you to tap into that, to be like, oh, my body wants to cry. I'm present and aware to that, and I'm not going to hold on to a story of why I shouldn't be crying or why I am crying. And then you can just start to experience the energy for itself. So practically speaking, people can practice this. I always talk about it. You can show up to a boxing fight and you've read a book about boxing. You're going to get your ass handed because you're doing it the first time during a fight. So you want to practice. And the way you practice is you get centered, you meditate, do some breath work, and then you pull yourself into a moment of sadness or grief or anger or depression. You pull up that experience from your memory so you viscerally feel it, but you're in control because you're practicing. So you pull up that feeling, you viscerally feel it. And then from there, you remove the story, and now you just sit with the energy in your body. And that's all it is just an energy. You're learning to recognize it. You're learning to work with it versus actually being caught in the event or the moment and then trying to figure out what your body is doing.
Mm. So many processes, right? So for those that just absorb that and they're like, whoa, like, where can I find this? And how can I always say, go and listen to our archives. If you miss something, you can hear it. But if people want to get in touch with you, and like, I love that on your Instagram, let's just like go there together right now. For those of you who are tuning in, I want you to go to at RADRADOSLAV. Okay. So go there now. In your bio, it shows that you have some really great programs. And I'm slowing down my speech because I'm waiting for the internet to pull up. So you have like Acupoints 101, morning Qigong routine. You have how to lose weight naturally, how to get the best sleep. And you had a course, Heal with Chinese Medicine, that sold out. So when we go back to like, for those who want to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you? And do you offer one-on-one courses?
I was taking one-on-one clients before, but it just got too insane. So now I am putting a lot of my energy into just creating content that people can access all the time. So just to give a quick rundown, the How to Lose Weight Naturally, that's just the lifestyle book. Even if you're not trying to lose weight, it's a really good book on many health principles. It's not just a diet book. My Acupoints 101 guide and Chinese medicine guide, it basically walks you through the foundational principles of Chinese medicine and how you can start healing yourself at home without having to get medication, without having to get any fancy tools. It's just, hey, you have these symptoms. These are the points and these are the reasons why you're experiencing those symptoms. Then I have my Qigong routine, which is just a really fantastic way to start the morning. It's 15 minutes. And then what I'm really excited about is my Heal with Chinese Medicine course. It is sold out. It is starting this week. But basically, it's 7 weeks of me teaching Chinese medicine theory, exactly what I'm telling you right now, but in a more systematized, structured way, along with the Qigong and the acupoints and the lifestyle so that people can heal themselves. So if people want to reach out to me, Instagram is the best place, at Rad Radislav.
Cool. Well, I'm ordering your book right now, so stand by as I buy now. So that's done. You know, I love to support, and so go get the book because it's a great place to start. So that will be arriving to my house by next week. So I'm excited for that. So what time do we have here, Sam? You know what? Let's play a little song. When we come back, we're going to talk about, I want to talk about what's the secret to letting go and healing yourself. This song is called Lead Me to the Water. It's a great song by Sharon Agati. And it's really about that beautiful space where it's like, will you lead me to the water? And like yesterday I heard somebody say the word spiritual. Take me closer to that man and why he understands. Does he know the conflict in my soul? If you have a conflict in your soul, stay tuned because we're going to talk about letting go and healing yourself here on Max and Friends with my guest Rad. Right now, Lead Me to the Water. We'll be right back.
take me closer to that man and what he understands. Does he know the conflict in my soul?
To the water, gotta hear my soul in the water. Will you lead me to the water?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio and all podcasting platforms. You know, we won some awards along the way, I think 6 or 7 now. So tune in. Let me know what's going on. Let me know what shows you want to hear. That was Sharon Agati. My guest, Rad, is here joining me now, and we're talking about letting shit go. So how do you let it go? Hey, Steven, thanks for tuning in. Before we get into that question, Rad, I have a question here from Grace who says, tell me about your necklace that you're wearing. Or she wants to know about the necklace that you're wearing in your videos.
I would say which one. I have 2 that I wear. One of them is a labradorite necklace. I really resonate with that stone. It's set to enhance healing abilities and mystic powers. The other one is a biogeometry pendant, which is to help resonate the organs and the whole system. So it helps clear stagnation in the body. Those are my pendants.
Cool. So I wanted to bring this to you because I got a text from a friend who's listening. Says, great show. It's so relevant to what I'm going through with a 30 plus year friendship that needs healing. He has dystonia and PTSD and trauma, and I didn't know how to be a better friend. This is major. Thank you and Rad. So thanks for tuning in and listening and for the feedback. We appreciate it. But holding on to your friendship too, that's a whole nother show, Rad. You'll have to come back and we'll talk about that.
For sure.
Speaking about energy, let's get back into this. You know, I get like into this mode of I forget that I'm on like live and then I'm just like, let's chit chat. And then it's like, oh, motherfucker, you got to get back to the show. So where were we? We were at going to, what's the secret to letting go and healing yourself? So, all right, we've got a couple more minutes. So we'll take that, we'll dissect that, we'll get into that. And then if you would you join us again here on Max and Friends? And we'll figure it out, you know, we'll email you and figure out the day. But like, let's figure it out. And would you like to come back? Because we would love to have you back.
Of course, Max. I love your energy. I love what we're sharing. 100% cool. I'll be back.
All right. So let's get into what's the secret to letting go and healing yourself. And then wherever we'd have to go and bounce off on, we'll come back and pick up there. But I have a feeling it's going to just like perfectly unfold. So the secret to letting go and healing yourself here with Rad on Max and Friends is...
The secret is don't numb yourself and listen to the pain. So I used to have crazy irritable bowel syndrome, severe, like gas, bloating. I'd go to the washroom 10, 20 times a day, and it would either come out like a water fountain or nothing would come out, and I'd just be there squeezing, like praying for something to come. So in my healing journey, I was really numbing what was going on. So from a physical perspective, I was doing the food, I was fasting, I was helping myself on that, but I was numbing the mental, emotional, spiritual part. I wasn't listening to what the pain indicated there. And it was showing me that things weren't right in my relationships, weren't right in my emotions and what I was feeling. And when I learned to overcome my irritable bowel syndrome, yes, food helped, fasting helped, but what really helped was actually listening to my pain. So what I mean is I literally just said, stomach, what are you trying to tell me? What's going on? And then like an immediate wave of relief hit, almost as if, well, in Chinese medicine, your organs do have spirits and personalities. Mm-hmm. And the spleen and the stomach is associated with intellect, overthinking, worrying. And I'm an overthinker. I tend to think a lot. So it's hard for me to shut my brain down. So when I did, I was able to tap inwards to that organ and hear what it was trying to tell me in terms of, hey, what's going on in my life, my direction, my emotions. And so I discovered that it's my radar for my life. So now if anything comes up, it's like, oh, I have stomach pain. Okay, there's a difficult conversation or a difficult decision coming on. And without fail, in the next 12 hours, it comes up. And because I have that awareness now, it's like, okay, I'm going to deal with whatever it is that comes up instead of not saying anything. So I think we have like relationships to family, friends, bosses, where you're like, I want to say something, or we just had an anger, a fight, and then it's not resolved. And then that sits in there somewhere because it's not resolved. Or people have questions like, what are you going to do? What's this thing? How does it involve me? And when you leave those tensions, like one, I was feeling my own energy, but I was feeling other people's energy and insecurities. Mm-hmm. So foundationally, don't numb, listen to the pain, go inwards. And to get back to that other question just quickly, the root cause of pain is generally related to six foundational principles: thinking, breathing, movement, nutrition, hydration, sleep. If you have diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and you're trying to take XYZ medication, XYZ surgery, you're missing the point. You're just, your house is burning down and you're trying to remove the smoke. To go down into the house and remove the fire, you have to look at your thoughts, your breath, your movement, nutrition, hydration, and sleep. Whichever one of those areas in life is the worst off, that's likely like root cause, and you need to start going in there and working on it specifically.
Okay, that's the perfect place to stop. We're going to stop right there, because that's what we're going to pick up next time. We're going to do another live class with Rad. We're going to pick up on that and ways that you can improve all of those. You know, I want to talk real quick. You said the spleen. And so for those of you listening, I promise you we're going to pick up on that, but I just have to like talk about this. My sister fell off a horse, ruptured her spleen. They removed it. What happens when you don't have a spleen? Like, how does that work through the process of emotion and through body and through energy?
So through body and through energy, people ask me this all the time, spleen or gallbladder removal, kidney removal. When we say an organ, it's actually a system. So it's not just that specific spleen. It's like its channels, its connections, its locations throughout the body versus just one physical isolated spot. So spleen is just very important for digestion in Chinese medicine. So I would imagine there is an impact in which digestion decreases. So you would give prescriptive things to help ease the tension on digestion. But the organ from an energetic perspective, it's still there. It still has its functions. Just might not be as powerful because the physical component isn't there anymore.
I love that. All right. So before we got into that, we were talking about, tell us that list again. I'm going to write it down. We're going to talk about it next week. I want you all to write it down again. So what was the list that you said from the top to the bottom, and how we need to, well, we're going to talk about how we're going to address it next, but give us the list one more time.
So from top to bottom, I got this from Paul Check from the Check Institute, six foundational health principles: thinking, breathing, movement, nutrition, hydration, sleep.
Thinking, breathing, movement,
nutrition, hydration, sleep. Nutrition,
hydration, sleep. Hydration, sleep. Speaking of sleep, I know that it's so many things that you guys, something you guys want to do right now too, especially if you're tuning in from the East Coast, because I know for me, I was up till 4 a.m. last night and we had a good time. And I had dinner with my friend tonight. I'm like, and the funny thing is, like, we didn't even like drink. We didn't even like none of that. We were just up enjoying each other's energy. And I love you all for tuning into Max and Friends, because that's what I love about you being here is your energy. I can feel it. And Rad, thank you for your energy, for being here on Max and Friends. It's a beautiful start to a new now. That's my phrase. Like, no more of this new year shit. It's a new now. So the new now right now, I love being in it. Rad, thank you for joining me on Max and Friends. And next time you're here, we're going to talk about all the thinking, breathing, movement, nutrition, hydration, sleep. And we're also going to talk about what it means to be present. And right now, what I know means to be present is that I got to go. So I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. Rad, before we go, what do you want people to take with them into this next moment?
Take with them into their next moment. Life is precious and it's short. And if you waste your time in idle luxuries, you'll find out at the end that it was short. But if you actually be present and do the things that matter to you, when you do go to die and leave this plane, you'll be happy because you knew you were present and you're doing the things you wanted to do.
I love it. And I'm going to pick up with what Alan Watts says. And this is what I want you all to take with you to this next moment. There is never anything but the present. And in this present moment right now, be the gift. I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. Until next time, good night, good karma, and remember to take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends. Rad, peace out. We'll talk after the show. Good night.